Local and American officials say terrorists used car bombs, grenades and automatic weapons to try to enter the heavily guarded U.S. diplomatic mission in Peshawar. City Police Chief Liaquat Ali gave details to reporters on the scene. The police officer says that after exploding a first car bomb to destroy the external security post, a second vehicle carrying two suicide bombers tried to make its way inside the American diplomatic mission. But he says the pop-up barrier at the entrance stopped their movement and they detonated the second bomb. Witnesses say several other militants dressed in military uniforms fired rocket-propelled grenades at the building, but security forces killed them. U.S. officials say two local security guards employed by the consulate were among those killed in the attack, while a number of others were seriously wounded. The attack happened hours after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a public rally in the Lower Deer district, about 200 kilometers from Peshawar. Authorities say the blast instantly killed 40 people and wounded many others. The Awami National Party had organized the rally to celebrate a government-supported proposal to change the name of the Northwest Frontier Province to Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The attacks in northwestern Pakistan took place just hours before President Asif Ali Zardari addressed the National Parliament in Islamabad and vowed his country will defeat the militancy.
Militancy and extremism have been the greatest threat to our national security in recent times. I assure you, we will fight the militancies to the finish. We will make peace with those willing to give up violence, but use force against those who challenge the writ of the state.
The deadly attacks in northwestern parts of the country follow a relative calm and a significant decline in the frequency of insurgent violence. Pakistani officials cite successful military operations against extremist forces in the country's tribal areas near the Afghan border for the reduction in terrorist attacks. But analysts say Monday's coordinated attack on the U.S. consulate in Peshawar indicates the insurgents are still capable of causing major damage. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.